USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's up to a federal judge to decide if the affidavit used to execute a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. The DOJ has concerns about it being revealed. Meanwhile, former President Trump wants the affidavit released. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Economic leaders are set to meet in person after a 2-year hiatus due to COVID-19.
After 2 years of virtual meetings, the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium will return to an in-person format and hopefully shedding light where the Fed might head next in its attempt to tame America's raging recession. The title of this year's symposium, which kicks off Thursday and runs through Saturday, is Reassessing Constraints on the Economy and Policy. Of particular interest to market participants is Fed Chair Jerome Powell's keynote speech that will happen Friday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. is launching more airstrikes in Syria after a rocket attack wounded American troops. The latest attacks were carried out overnight in retaliation to yesterday's rocket strike in an ongoing feud between U.S. forces and Iranian-backed Syrian groups. The U.S. claims it isn't looking for conflict, but would respond to attacks on its own forces in the region. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Police say Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted for the second day in a row. That's the act of making a prank call to police in order to get them to dispatch armed law enforcement to a certain address. Two officers showed up at her home in Georgia around 3 a.m., responding to a call about a man possibly shooting his family members and then himself. Police were not able to trace the call because a VPN was used. Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down from his government positions in medicine, but Republicans are not letting him off the hook. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News the infectious disease expert is key to getting to the bottom of the COVID-19 origins.
We need to make sure that a lab like this never happens again, but the first thing they have to do is give us the evidence, and we need to have an objective airing of the truth on this, and that's what's going to happen in November. When we win, we are going to investigate every last shred of evidence, and he will be subpoenaed, and he will have to testify under oath.
Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide and is defending his COVID policy recommendations, which he says saved millions of lives. A Missouri school district is bringing back spanking students for disciplinary measures. The Cassville School District, which is 15 minutes from the Arkansas border, gave parents forms to specify if they would authorize the school to be able to use the paddle on their kid. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.